Thanks again for joining us today for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. With me in the studio is Pastor Ken Keltner, our senior pastor, and Dan and Lynette Yowsey. We started hearing from you folks last time, and Dan, we left you right in the middle of your testimony. You had just trusted Christ your Savior. Best friend Jeff, who had gotten saved earlier, and just kept giving you tracts and talking to you, and you shared how that after a night of partying, you spent the night with a friend, woke up the next morning on the sofa, and a preacher was on sharing the gospel.
That's right.
And that was actually the hand of God, wasn't it?
It was. It was incredible that way, how I look back and how God orchestrates everything.
Right.
I think, too, you look back and you're thankful for a guy that you grew up with that, when he came to Christ, was concerned enough about you to keep talking to you. And,
But
what got me in the last broadcast was when you had talked him into going back to a party. This is after he had claimed to know the Lord, and he stumbled and fell, and he sinned, that he came several weeks later and asked your forgiveness as a Christian for what he did. I mean, my mouth about dropped when you shared it like that, because that was a young man whose faith was real and under deep conviction. I mean, that takes a lot to come back and say, hey, I need to ask your forgiveness for he probably was even asking forgiveness for even being at the party.
Yeah.
But to partake in it like he did. And God used that, it sounded like, in a huge way, Dan. But when we were taking a break between broadcasts here, you told me Jeff still is living.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I think, wow, just a powerful message there from a young man. And that's the gospel, Pastor Greg.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, the gospel's powerful. It's life-changing. You know, I love challenging people who say they're atheists to, hey, you know, I'll debate you, but if I debate you, I want you to bring someone that would say their life changed after they became an atheist. And I'll bring you 400 men who will share with you how Jesus Christ changed their life and their life dramatically changed.
How their life changed for good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, Dan, then what happened? You got saved, and Jeff was discipling you, and how'd you start growing? And then lead us into, you know, what God was doing in your life for you even to meet Lynette.
Sure. It was incredible how God pressed upon and presses upon a person who just got saved in my situation on how important it was for my friends. And I had a lot of friends.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
At that time. And after I got saved, I wanted each one of them to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no reading a book on
evangelism.
Yeah, evangelism or nothing. I just wanted them to be saved. I wanted them to know what Jesus did for me, and so I started witnessing. What I see now is witnessing, and I was fumbling around. You know, I was a new babe in Christ.
Didn't know any terms, did you?
I didn't.
No, right.
I just knew the power of the very infancy of the Scriptures.
Right, right.
And I knew the love that God had for my friends, and that He wanted it. So I started witnessing to the best I could, and one by one, my friends, I felt, left me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I was there alone, I felt like.
Right.
I want to back up a little bit. One other thing happened that was tremendous. We would throw, me and my partner in the store, we'd throw huge parties. And we would go through probably 9 half barrels of beer in a day. And I remember Jeff's brother, who had gotten saved before Jeff,
okay,
came up to me about midnight at my party and told me that Jesus loved me and died for me.
Wow.
And even at that stage of mind, you can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an impression that God was planting that seed in me of Christ's love.
Right.
And through it all, and then that's after that, then Jeff started really witnessing to me.
And both Jeff and his brother then were bold.
They were.
It was the power of the gospel that they were sharing, even though they didn't see any symptoms in your life that you were unhappy or wanting a change or anything like that. They just simply thought, we're going to plant the seed, plant the seed, plant the seed. They're going to pray, and leave the results to God.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was no, I mean, to look at me, you know, I'm sure they were disheartened at times.
Right, right. And you were the party animal, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And encouraging that lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
And so after I'd gotten saved, I felt very alone. And so it's really unique on how God, through the Holy Spirit, just the very air that I was breathing was reading God's word.
Okay.
And it was like in my store, I had a lot of time where I could do that very thing. So all day long, I was reading the scriptures. I was inhaling it. And so, and it's so important for us as people to look at God's word and take that above all other things, because then you're going to not be deceived, which there's so much of that goes on in the world.
Okay.
So,
and this was what year?
The early 80s, I want to say, mid-80s.
Lynette, in the early 80s, you were still in Nebraska?
Yes, I lived in Nebraska all my life, but I did move down to Florida for 1 year.
Okay.
And that's where, actually, I came to know Christ. Like Dan, in my apartment alone.
Okay.
A lot of witnessing done to me, my brother especially.
Okay.
And then another brother in my family became a Christian, and we were churchgoers every week. And what was unique about that is, as I became a believer, that I realized the God that I was hearing about really wasn't the God I knew, though, but that he was God.
Right.
And I had to realize in my life his place in my life.
Uh-huh.
And that was the main thing for me as I became a believer, just realizing the personal relationship that I could have with him.
His place was first place.
Yes.
So, Lynette, so you got saved in Florida, and then I think you came to New Tribes.
Yes.
Right, because you felt a call to missions?
Yes.
Walk through how that happened to where you got here.
Well, the Lord used a lot of people, just like Dan, and that's what he does when he saves us, and then he uses people. That's why it's so important to be that testimony for the Lord in your life, to believers or unbelievers. And I moved back to Nebraska. I was only down there about a year, realized I wanted to be back closer to family, and got into a real good church, a real mission-minded church, and became familiar with missionaries and decided that I would go on a short-term trip. And I went with New Tribes on what they call summit trips, and they were a month long, good 3 weeks, and went down to Fusagasuga in Colombia. That's where the Lord really used that to focus a little bit more on the need to reach people. I kind of had the heart of wanting to reach people that haven't been reached, and that's what New Tribes really is their focus. And
right.
So when I came back from that trip, I was pretty determined to possibly pursue that avenue.
And you were how old at the time?
I was 28. And I had become a Christian around the same time as Dan and was growing.
But, of course, you didn't know him.
No, didn't know him. And like him, he was discipled. I was discipled at a young age, didn't realize how important that was. But now, looking back, realize that's so important. And then I eventually, you know, the Lord was just working in my life to kind of see where what would he have for me.
Right.
And I decided to go down the avenue of coming to Wisconsin to possibly pursue mission work and go to New Tribes. That's a 2-year program there.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Dan and Lynette Yowsey, just sharing their testimonies and what a blessing it is. You came to Wisconsin then to go to the 2-year program at New Tribes, all right?
Yes, and that's where I met Dan. He wasn't a student that lived at New Tribes, but he was an off-campus student coming in auditing classes.
So she's at New Tribes.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to New Tribes, even though you're just auditing the class or a town student, so to speak? How did you end up getting there?
I drove.
I think broadcast is over.
Oh, you're so good. Okay, so you drove, but what happened to get you to get in the car to go over to New Tribes?
The church that I started attending was very much a church that New Tribes was a part of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was a young believer, never was schooled, and somebody had told me I could actually, I was working nights at the time, and I could actually audit a class there. And so I just wanted more Bible knowledge.
Great opportunity.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, either one of you, when you're ever over New Tribes, did you ever run into or have a guy there speak by the name of Bruce Porterfield?
I'm familiar with that name.
I mean, he was my hero of missionaries. Did you know?
No, but I've heard you talk about him.
Oh, yeah, and we would have him down in our church that I grew up in Oklahoma, Tulsa. And I loved it. I loved it when he was there. And you know, he ended up going home to be with the Lord not long ago, and his family lives here in Wisconsin.
Goodness, yeah.
But he went into some hard-to-reach places, so... Mm-hmm. All right, so Pastor Greg, we got him there.
You're auditing, you're going to school full time.
Yeah, so he wasn't in the classroom on a regular basis or at school, just for a couple classes.
Okay.
And we had met, and then they did things for the young adults. We were, you know, most of the students that came in were fresh out of high school and even MK students.
Okay.
And
okay.
So we had a really sweet couple, the Osterwigs, that would open their home to anybody like, you know, 25 on up, the older adults. And there was maybe a dozen in there that we'd start meeting together. And that's how we really kind of then became a little more familiar with each other.
And so Dan was coming to that, too.
Yes.
And so who noticed who first?
I probably noticed him first. He was shy.
I was determined, because my life was so wrapped around with relationships, I was determined that that wasn't going to be my goal. I wanted to learn about God's word. And so
it's going to be a new focus.
It was.
Right.
And it needed to
vertical
be.
Vertical instead of horizontal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was similar in that with relationships, and that I wasn't doing things God's way in them. So when I came to that school, I thought, I'm just going to make friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And have male friends.
Right.
And so it was really neat how the timing of, for him and I were like, we want to do this God's way. And it went that way.
Yeah. Well, we have, again, run out of time. But I've been talking to Dan and Lynette Yowsey. They will continue their testimony this next time, because we want to talk about just... their marriage and some hard times and the health that they've gone through and what they've learned about the Lord during that whole process. And let me just close out by saying, if you don't have a church home, we would love to have you visit Brookside Baptist Church. We're located at 4470 North Pilgrim Road here in Brookfield. Services at 9 and 10:15 on Sunday and the 6 p.m. Sunday night and Wednesday night at 6:45. And so plan to join us for any of those that you can. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.